Part 2. Anticipated Large Chapter 11 Filings. Now let's turn to the topic of large Chapter 11 filings troubled company reporter editors anticipate in the near term. Carlo Fernandez identified five companies that may be close to filing for bankruptcy: Revel Casino, Energy Future Holdings, GMX Resources, Central European Distribution, and Gasco Energy. Revel AC Inc., owner of the Revel Casino in Atlantic City, New Jersey, is expected to file for bankruptcy sometime in the last 2 weeks of March, Bloomberg News reports, citing unnamed sources. Revel Casino, which opened just less than a year ago, is pursuing a prepackaged bankruptcy restructuring where term loan lenders owed $900 million will take almost 100% ownership of the company, existing shareholders would be wiped out, and unsecured creditors would recover 100 cents on the dollar. Revel announced February 19th it had reached an agreement with a majority of its lenders to reduce its debt burden by more than $1 billion through a debt-for-equity conversion. The agreement requires Revel to seek bankruptcy protection. As part of the restructuring, certain of Revel's lenders will provide $250 million in DIP financing, $45 million of which constitutes new money commitments, and approximately $205 million of which constitutes pre-petition debt. No taxpayer funds will be used to finance the restructuring. Revel's legal advisor in connection with the restructuring is Kirkland & Ellis LLP. Alvarez & Marsal serve as its restructuring advisor, and Moelis & Company serves as its investment banker for the restructuring. Other professionals tapped by Revel include Brown Rudnick LLP as special counsel to the company, Ernst & Young as independent auditors and tax advisors to the company, and Cooper Levinson as gaming counsel to the company. J.P. Morgan, the administrative agent for the term loan lenders, is represented by Cadwallader Wickersham & Taft LLP. The ad hoc group of existing lenders is represented by Paul, Weiss, Rifkin, Wharton, and Garrison LLP. Energy Future Holdings, Inc. hired restructuring advisors from law firm Kirkland & Ellis and financial advisors Evercore Partners and the Blackstone Group to help the power producer deal with looming financial problems. Creditor groups, meanwhile, are being wooed by Cadwallader, Wickersham & Taft, Brown, Rudnick, Otterberg, Steinler, Houston & Rosen, and Whiting Case. Energy Future Holdings was taken private in 2007 in a $43.2 billion leveraged buyout by KKR & Company LP and TPG Inc. It lost money 7 quarters in a row, and $173 million of its bonds begin requiring cash interest payments in May. The company's balance sheet at September 30, 2012, showed $42.7 billion in total assets against $51.9 billion in total liabilities. GMX Resources, Inc. failed to pay an interest payment due on its senior secured second priority notes due 2018. The company has engaged Jefferies & Company, Inc. as financial advisor to assist the board and senior management in its ongoing exploration of financing alternatives, including a potential restructuring of the company's balance sheet in light of its current liquidity and cash needs. If the company is not able to successfully implement a consensual alternative for restructuring its balance sheet, or in order for the company to implement a financial alternative, the company may voluntarily seek protection under the U.S. Bankruptcy Code. GMX Resources is an independent natural gas production company headquartered in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. The company's balance sheets at September 30, 2012, showed $343.1 million in total assets and $467.6 million in total liabilities. Mark Kaufman and the A1 Investment Company have decided to join forces to sponsor a Chapter 11 plan of reorganization for the restructuring of Central European Distribution Corporation. In a letter to members of the board of CEDC, A1 and Dr. Kaufman proposed to invest up to $225 million in the restructuring of CEDC in exchange for 85% of the equity of the reorganized CEDC. The plan would be implemented through prearranged cases under Chapter 11 of the U.S. Bankruptcy Code. Before commencement of the Chapter 11 cases, the company, the consortium, and a sufficient majority of holders of the 2016 notes would execute a plan support agreement to provide a stable and swift path towards a confirmation of the plan. Under the plan sponsors would receive not less than 85% of the equity of the reorganized company. Unsecured debt holders and current shareholders will receive no more than 15% of the reorganized equity. A1 is an investment company of the Alpha Group, which is one of the largest privately owned financial and industrial conglomerates in Russia, with approximately $60 billion of assets. Dr. Kaufman is an entrepreneur and executive with more than 20 years of international experience in the wines and spirits sector. Gasco Energy Inc. said that due to significant extended decline in the natural gas market and sustained low natural gas prices caused by excess production and stagnant demand for natural gas, the company has not been able to recover its exploration and development costs as anticipated. As such, there is substantial doubt regarding the company's ability to generate sufficient cash flows from operations to fund its ongoing operations, and it currently anticipates that cash on hand and forecasted cash flows from operations will only be sufficient to fund cash requirements for working capital, including debt payment obligations, through the second quarter of 2013. The company has engaged a financial advisor to assist it in evaluating such potential strategic alternatives. It is possible these strategic alternatives will require the company to make a prepackaged, prearranged, or other type of filing for protection under Chapter 11 of the U.S. Bankruptcy Code, or an involuntary petition for bankruptcy may be filed against the company. The company did not name the advisor. Denver-based Gasco Energy is a natural gas and petroleum exploitation, development, and production company engaged in locating and developing hydrocarbon resources, primarily in the Rocky Mountain region and in California's San Joaquin Basin. In addition to the challenged companies mentioned in Mr. Fernandez's report, the Troubled Company Reporter provides ongoing reporting about more than 3,000 companies experiencing financial distress or restructuring their balance sheets in a judicial proceeding. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes Part 2 of the report. The report continues in Part 3.